The best-known international environmental advocate is Greta Thunberg, who has stood out amongst other activists in the space because of her age. But here in New York, where major environmental issues are regularly debated, we have our own youth activists hoping to realize environmental wins in the Capitol. For their perspective, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by Keanu Arpels Josiah, a high school senior who is the policy co-lead and organizer at Fridays for Future NYC. Welcome to the show, Keanu.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So before we get into your legislative priorities for state policymakers for this legislative session and budget season, can you talk about why you got involved in environmental advocacy in the first place? What is it about these issues that resonated with you?
Yeah, so the climate crisis, I think, has always been a big part of how I thought about my life and how I thought about the future. And I think it's a big part of how all of my generation thinks about the world and the planet we're growing up in. I think the climate crisis, really, in many ways, is the culmination of all of the different social issues we're fighting for here in New York and in the US and globally. You can't have racial justice without climate justice. We can't have action on gender equality without taking action on the climate crisis. And that's clear by the effects of the climate crisis and just how existential an issue it is. I think in New York, we've seen effect after effect of the crisis, and it's hard not to demand action on this. We've seen wildfire smoke in the past year. We need to be critical in taking action here. And that's something we've seen lacking in New York State and something we've seen lacking on a global level. Globally, fossil fuels continue to expand. Our emissions continue to rise out of line with everything we know that science says we need to be doing. In New York State, since 2019, it's been the law that we have to reduce emissions by 70% by 2030. We have to get to 70% renewable energy by 2030. And despite that, emissions continue to rise, and we're only at about 30% in New York right now. So I think action on the climate crisis is really critical in New York State and globally, and it's something my generation sees as the most important issue we have to tackle right now.
Well, what do you think about the pace of the response to these issues by state policymakers? Are you ever frustrated by the timeliness of what the state legislature and the governor here in Albany do?
Yeah, for sure. And I think more than frustrated, we're still going in the wrong direction in many ways in New York. We're still subsidizing the fossil fuel industry to the tune of $1.6 billion a year. That's money that's going to expanding fossil fuels. That's the opposite of what we need to be doing. We're so far behind our climate goals. Something that really stood out to me was from Governor Hochul in her State of the State address back in January. She only had one sentence where she mentioned the climate crisis. That was in an hour-long speech, one sentence that mentioned the climate crisis. And I think that really speaks to how this administration has been deprioritizing action on this crisis across the board. We've seen from this administration a hesitancy to take action on so many of our clear climate issues, from the fossil fuel subsidies that are given every day in New York and across the board. We need to see more action on climate. And that's why we're really focused on campaigning and calling out to her to support legislation like the Stop Climate Polluter Handouts Act that ends those fossil fuel subsidies, like legislation like the Superfund Act, which she's denied $3 billion that can come from the fossil fuel industry to help us take action on these crises effects that we keep seeing in our communities. And we need to see a change in policy on climate from the Hochul administration.
Okay, let's turn to policy. And one of the issues you've mentioned repeatedly here is this idea that New York State should stop providing any forms of subsidies or tax breaks to the fossil fuel industry. But right now in New York, the vast majority of New Yorkers rely on fossil fuel sources to heat their homes. The transportation sector is heavily reliant on fossil fuels. So, isn't it in New York's best interest to ensure the financial viability of these industries while we begin a green transition? What would the alternative be? Just to stop giving out any sort of funds and just see if these industries can support themselves? It seems like a risky proposition.
Yeah, so to be clear, what the Stop Climate Polluter Handouts Act, which is the bill that we've been pushing for that ends a portion of these fossil fuel subsidies and it's supported by the State Senate, was included in their One House budget proposal. It ends about $265 million of that $1.6 billion of fossil fuel subsidies. And those are the $265 million of subsidies that are most outrageous. A good portion of them are funding research and development of expanding new fossil fuels. We know that expanding new fossil fuels is really the bare minimum on this crisis. We can't be going more in that direction. So these subsidies aren't going to be harming consumers in any way. This is really looking at the subsidies that we're giving to this industry that are not going to affect people directly. And I think really what's most important context there, the fossil fuel industry is massively profitable. They made $900 billion in profit since 2021. So this is ending $265 million in subsidies. The Superfund Act is charging $3 billion from those most polluting companies for the effects they've caused to our communities. That's really only a small bucket of their massive profits, and it's something that is incredibly important for New Yorkers. If you remember back in September, we had massive flooding. This summer in New York was the hottest on record, and it's something that my generation knows is probably going to be the coolest one for the rest of our lives. If we fail to take action here, if we fail to hold this industry accountable, and this is an industry that we know from internal documents has continued to expand fossil fuels with disregard to our future. So if we fail to have some sort of accountability here, if we fail to end these fossil fuel subsidies, if we fail to take these $3 billion that is vitally important for taking action on climate resiliency, making sure that we as taxpayers are not footing the bill for the billions and dollars of damages we're incurring from the climate crisis every year, and instead making sure that polluters are paying for the costs of the climate crisis.
Well, before we move on, let me reintroduce you for listeners just joining us. We're speaking with Keanu Arpels Josiah, a high school senior who is the policy co-lead and organizer at Fridays for Future NYC. Another issue you brought up is the legislation for a Climate Change Superfund Act, which would essentially make some of the largest fossil fuel polluters pay for their role in contributing to our climate crisis, contributing to the warming of the earth and the emission of greenhouse gases. But these companies weren't necessarily doing anything illegal. They were, in many cases, just providing the services that New Yorkers and Americans more broadly wanted. So why should they have to retroactively pay for something they were asked to do, something that fueled our country?
Yeah, so if you look at the history from the fossil fuel industry in the past few decades, it's very clear that despite signs from science, which they were well aware of, Exxon, actually one of the biggest fossil fuel companies, led a lot of the research into the climate crisis initially. They knew very well from internal documents just the threat that expanding fossil fuels would have to our communities, and instead they let a multi-year strategy, and they're still doing this, of greenwashing, of denying the science.
Yeah, but why does that matter, Keanu? Because we've had knowledge for decades. We've got Earth Day for 52 years. We've had known about electric cars since the beginning of cars. I've been driving a gas car since I was your age, and I knew back then that it probably wasn't the best thing for the environment. So nobody pulled the wool over my eyes. So why should we now be billing people for things that we consciously chose?
Well, there's a difference here, I think, between looking at you as a consumer or us, the driver of gas cars, right? That's kind of what we need to do to survive in this system versus the fossil fuel industry that doesn't have that same kind of choice. Instead, they are making these choices to expand fossil fuels for their massive profits. Like, it's not the same thing as a consumer decision to buy like a product, right? It's
Right.
instead a decision to expand and fuel a narrative around this. And I think that's really why we're at a juncture where these fossil fuel this fossil fuel industry that really is at the core of the climate crisis, really at the core of causing these issues, has to pay for these damages, right?
But so, like, in New York, we've had some state policymakers take steps to prohibit the sale of fossil fuel reliant cars in the future. So, sticking with the thought process you were outlining, if the individual consumers aren't responsible, should I be looking for Jimmy Carter to pony up some money because in the 70s he didn't lead a national restriction on fossil fuel reliant automobiles? It seems like policymakers then are really the ones to blame for the practices of fossil fuel companies. Should I be asking the estate of Richard Nixon to pony up for this?
Yeah, I mean, policymakers are to blame to a degree, but I think what's really clear is who had those influence over the fossil fuel, over the politicians, right? Mm-hmm. It was really the fossil fuel industry that was pushing this, that was lobbying this, and is still pushing back against any kind of environmental regulation, right? So I think it's really the companies that are to blame at the very end of this. And let's be super clear, this $3 billion is not going to harm the fossil fuel industry at all. These CEOs are still bringing in billions of dollars of profit every year, hundreds of billions of dollars, right? And this $3 billion is just a small amount to take from that to deal with the damages that their actions have caused. In New York, we're paying billions of dollars every year already to deal with damages from the climate crisis, right? We're already having to deal with taking action to build projects to protect our communities, taking action to recover after massive disasters, right? And that money is being spent by taxpayers right now. We're footing that bill as taxpayers right now. We're footing the bill for the damages the fossil fuel industry has caused, for the years of expansion of fossil fuels that they have planned, and for the disinformation they've spread. So I think that there's a really big consensus. I mean, a majority of the legislature in both houses are signed onto this bill. There's broad support for this. 400 organizations support it. And I think it's really time for this, for fossil fuel companies to pay up for these damages. We've seen a bill in Vermont recently this week pass the legislature as well. This is not only something that's happening in New York, and it's time for us to take action here on this in New York also. And that's something Governor Hochul has turned her back on. I think another really important thing is looking at the Superfund Act. $1 billion of the money that would come in every year from this would go straight to disadvantaged communities that are designated as disadvantaged communities from the DEC. And that means millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars in New York City and across the state, going straight to the people harmed the most by the climate crisis to deal with these damages. And we know people are dying at an increasing rate in New York every year from the climate crisis. We had hundreds of deaths from the hottest summer on record this summer, and we know that that's only going to continue rise going into the next summer. And we have to make sure that the fossil fuel industry is paying for the action we need to take here.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this conversation. We've been speaking with Keanu Arpels-Josiah, a high school senior who is the policy co-lead and organizer at Fridays for Future NYC. Keanu, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, David.
Support for Capital Pressroom comes from Ørsted and Eversource. South Fork Wind, America's first commercial-scale offshore wind farm, is powering New York with clean energy. More information about the workers, businesses, and investments that made this project possible is available at southforkwind.com.
Join us again for Capital Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.